At the International Conference on Precision Agriculture, I'm visiting with one of our session moderators, and that is Dr. Wonsuk Lee from the University of Florida, my alma mater. Mm-hmm. Go Gators, got to get that in there right up front. Now, your session focused on machine vision and imaging and applications to precision agriculture. Mm-hmm. If you could, give me just a little bit of information about this subject area and what your presenters were there to talk about.
There are a lot of more emphasis on hyperspectral imaging application to agriculture, and also there are some information on the autonomous navigation and also detection of water stress. Yeah, mm-hmm. So those are the two things. And this afternoon session, I think this is really interesting. One of them is 3D stereo vision simulation. And also the other one is the real-time estimation of canopy coverage. So those are, I think those are pretty new research topics than I never seen before.
So to do this kind of work from, let's call it the hardware side of the issue here, because where the machine comes in, what are some of the mechanisms that you're using in order to get and do this kind of work?
Hardware side, eventually most of these applications will be implemented in real time, right? Mm-hmm. But right now, they are working on the software side toward that real time application. And the hardware part, I don't know what you exactly mean, but there are many.
Well, I'm assuming that when we say vision, we've got maybe a camera or some type of a camera mm-hmm. involved in that.
Of course, yeah. There are many different types of cameras are used, yeah. Right? So, just regular digital color camera can mm-hmm. be used, and also multi-spectral camera can be used, okay. Or hyperspectral cameras can be used, or even a stereo vision camera can be used.
Yeah. Well, I know you had presenters here. Not sure just where they were all from, but how about just at University of Florida? Have you been doing some of this kind of work?
Yeah, we have been working on the detecting immature green citrus using mm-hmm. just a regular digital color camera. And also we've been using a hyperspectral camera to detect the citrus disease detection, mm-hmm. Named citrus greening disease, or yeah. Huanglongbing, HLB.
Yeah. Now, I've, originally from Florida, been away for a long time, but just making my way back. But I know that certainly been a lot of news about this disease. Mm-hmm. What kind of results have you had? I mean, what are you... what are you able to do in this area of machine vision now that would apply to this problem that we've got down there in citrus groves?
Right. So for the disease detection, currently just the ground crew, they inspect every single tree on the ground, mm-hmm. right? And that takes a long time and very labor-intensive work. So our work is utilizing area hyperspectral imaging to detect the mostly infected area, mm-hmm. right? So growers, they can go, and then they can individually look at those trees to do more detailed operation. So that is for hyperspectral imaging part, and then immature green citrus detection mm-hmm. using just regular digital camera. If you know the citrus yield at the green stage at very early well advanced before the harvesting time, then you can do a lot of planning for harvesting, and also you can even calculate your profit, and also you can manage some of the areas differently mm-hmm. if you know the yield variability.
So for the type of work you're doing there, do you think that that's going to lead to applications in other crops and maybe even other parts of the world outside of just good old Florida?
Every crop is different, yeah. right? And citrus is unique because it's tree crop mm-hmm. and very different than the row crop right. for vegetables, right? So, I mean, the basic technology, the basic principle would be similar, but the application, I think they are different.
Well, I hear what you're saying, that we may be able to use some of the same tools, but how we use them and how we interpret results from them, things like that might be very much more crop-dependent, region-dependent, and that kind of thing.
That's right, yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Just fascinating technology on display here at this year's, which is the 11th International Conference on Precision Agriculture. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.